DSLR versus mirrorless camera, comparison and guide for newbies. The ongoing debate on whether one should use a DSLR camera or a mirrorless camera seems like a never-ending topic. Some have switched from DSLR cameras to mirrorless cameras, while others still prefer using a DSLR. In this video, we will cover the basic difference between a DSLR camera and a mirrorless camera and which one should be preferred. What is a DSLR and how does it work? DSLR stands for Digital Single Lens Reflex. DSLR cameras use traditional optical viewfinders. They allow the user to see the image as it is projected by light reflecting off the subject matter coming in through the lens of the camera. Light would enter through that lens, hit the mirror that's sitting right at the back of that mirror, which reflects light up into the pentaprism. Once the shutter button is released, the mirror flips out of the way, exposing the digital sensor that sits behind it and allowing the sensor to capture light and expose an image. Advantages and disadvantages of a DSLR. Battery life. DSLRs have pretty impressive battery life. Even the entry-level units and the most basic DSLR out there will happily rattle off between 600 to 1000 shots per battery charge. The add-on lenses are easily available for DSLR cameras. Lenses. What is a mirrorless camera, and how does it work? The mirrorless camera looks very similar to the DSLR, but there is one critical difference: a mirrorless camera has no mirror within its assembly. So while clicking an image from a mirrorless camera, what happens is light enters through the lens, falls onto the digital sensor that is permanently exposed to the light, and the image is then digitally displayed within the viewfinder or onto the screen at the back. This allows the user to then see what the camera sees when the shutter on these cameras is released. The digital image is then captured, exposed, and saved onto the memory card. Advantages. Digital viewfinders, they operate on a completely different principle. Faster and more accurate autofocus. Autofocus. Easy for newcomers. These cameras let the newcomers understand the settings better because of the digital viewfinders. Mirrorless camera versus DSLR for video. The intelligent hybrid autofocus system helps a lot in enhancing the video shooting experience. The mirrorless camera picks out the subject in the scene that is to be filmed extremely accurately and without the user having to manually focus or even really pick out focus points within the frame. There's no reason why a DSLR camera cannot do the same. It's just that the manufacturers seem to focus all of their R&D into mirrorless cameras, and as it stands right now, if you're going to be shooting a lot of videos, mirrorless cameras have a clear advantage. Are DSLRs dead? The advantages that mirrorless cameras have over DSLR do not mean that the DSLRs are dead. There are a lot of new DSLRs coming out incorporating a lot of that hybrid gorillas technology. If you look at some recent units that came out like the Canon 90D, the Canon 1DX Mark III, and the Nikon D70, they really go for that hybrid shooting experience where when the user shoots through the optical viewfinder it functions purely as a traditional DSLR. But then when the user locks the bird up and goes into the live view shooting modes, is incorporating a lot of mirrorless technology into the DSLR framework. It really tells something about what's happening in the industry right now. Yes, mirrorless cameras are on a massive rise, and over recent years we've seen them. Which camera should I buy, DSLR or mirrorless? At a purely technical level, looking at the technology available within these systems right now, as things stand, it is clear that mirrorless cameras are definitely superior to DSLR, but there is a little bit more to it, and that comes in with personal preference. If you pick up a DSLR, it's chunkier, bigger, heavier, for the most part, they are a little bit better to hold, and they definitely perform better when you have a big telephoto lens attached to the front of them. That doesn't mean that mirrorless cameras can't do the same. It's just a DSLR that is a little bit more comfortable in that scenario. At the same time, there's also a lot of users out there who prefer optical viewfinders and will not swap them for a digital viewfinder for anything. If that's what you want, then that's what you need to go for.